Welcome to the WBFO Press Pass. I'm Mark Scott, and when you hear me, you know what that means. Elizabeth Licata is here from Buffalo Spree.
Yay. I am here from Buffalo Spree.
The February issue celebrates Buffalo's best wing, and I was hoping that you would have brought some samples in.
Sorry, that would have been such a good idea. Why didn't I do that? I'm sorry.
Oh, that's fine. That's fine. I'm just joking. But after the Bills, or maybe even before the Bills, is Buffalo most associated with the chicken wing?
Yeah, I think so. And maybe even for people who are not sports fans, there's so much Buffalo wings are offered. They're ubiquitous. They're offered all over the U.S., and I'm suspecting they're offered all over Canada. And I wonder if they're not offered internationally as well. I think that people will always know Buffalo for chicken wings, even if they've never, if they don't even like football, and they don't know we have snow sometimes.
Now, your food editor, Krista Glenning-Seshu, dispatched judges to some 30 restaurants known for their wings, and the results were presented in a bracket format, much like the NCAA basketball tournament. So, what do you want to do? Like, when we review a book or a movie, we don't give away the ending. Do you want to say which restaurant came out number one?
No, I don't. No, because we just got on the newsstands.
Yeah. Don't want to spoil it.
No, I want people to run out and buy the issue so they can find out who won. But we did have five finalists, and they came. We did this very fairly in that throughout the regions of Western New York, we didn't just stick to the city of Buffalo or any one region. So our finalists from the North Towns was Elmo's, from the South Towns was Barbill, from Niagara County was Judy's Lounge, and two city finalists were Lovejoy and Gabriel's Gate. So it's between those five.
I don't hear the Anchor Bar or Duff's on that list.
Whenever you do something like this, you're always going to have surprises, and often the usual suspects are not the winners. This all went down to a bunch of people who eat a lot. They're all our food writers, and they went around. They ordered the same type of wing at every place. You couldn't get it; always had to be the same degree of spiciness and so on. They judged it on just regular, like three or four different sorts of criteria. The crispiness of the skin, the texture of the sauce, the tenderness of the meat, coverage, even appearance. And the people who won. They were definitely had blinders on in terms of expectations. One might have thought that some of the better known places would have come out on top, but that's not always what happens.
Well, as you mentioned, Buffalo wings are likely worldwide, but is it safe to assume that you really need to come to Buffalo if you want the true wing experience?
From what I've heard from people who have had wings elsewhere, yes. If you go online and you look at how restaurants in other cities prepare wings, they do get some pretty crazy things. They bread them. They bake them. They use weird sauces. You can't really depend on one of the other places. Even if they call them buffalo wings, they don't really do them the way that Frank and Teresa Bellissimo at the original Anchor Bar did it all those years ago.
Well, that's happened here. I mean, the wing has evolved. You can get barbecue wings
you
really couldn't when this all first started. And I'm sure there are other specialty wings that are available with spices that aren't
smoked
traditionally
wings.
Used. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And even vegetarian wings, tofu wings, polenta wings. And some of these are really good. But we could not consider them for the contest because we needed to have it needed to be even across the board. We needed consistency. We had to judge apples against apples.
Now, you address the issue of flats versus bats. Now, bats are the small drumstick part of the wing.
Right.
The flat is the part of the wing with the two bones that you need to tear apart.
Right.
Now, it seems that, to me at least, bats are most popular. Whenever I'm served wings with a group of people, the bats go first.
Right.
Are there people, though, who prefer the flats?
Some of our writers do, because they say the meat is better and the skin is crispier with, mm-hmm. with the flats.
Yeah.
But I think the bats are easier to eat. You just grab that little drumstick and just eat it, whereas, you know, with the flats, you've got the wings and you've got to do some pulling apart. I think that's the main reason, but I think that because the flats are more consistent in terms of their thickness, I think you can get crispier skin that way.
It's so funny because on the day the February issue arrived at my house, I immediately went to the special section on wings, and by the end of it, My mouth was watering. My wife comes home about 2 hours later. She'd been out for the afternoon and said, I want chicken wings. And I said, you're kidding. You know, I have a craving after reading this article. So we went to our local bar and had an order of wings, and it was delicious.
Well, this is the season for chicken wings. I think this was the appropriate time to do it because it's the Super Bowl season. And I even noticed with Blue Apron, which is the meal delivery service, that for next week they have a chicken wing dish. Yeah. Or actually, it's this week. Yeah. There's buffalo chicken wings are offered.
Yeah. Let's move on to a couple of other topics from the February issue. One of your writers reviewed the two alternative newspapers. We used to have one, Art Voice. Now we have The Public.
Yes.
Is this city, I mean, is it big enough to have two papers of this kind?
The common wisdom historically at this time concern, especially regarding print, would be no, but we'll see. Maybe we'll prove that wisdom wrong. When Art Voice has had other weekly competitors, they have not, they folded for whatever reason, but The Public seems to have a good following. They're doing a lot of social media. It's sort of a... It's a different playing field, I think, mainly because of all the you have to do this great digital job and this great social media job. And if both Art Voice and Public step up to the plate in that regard, they may be able to coexist. But on the other hand, it's all about the advertisers.
And, of course, the founder of The Public, Jeff Kelly, was the editor of Art Voice, so he is
Yes. He
has gone to this new publication and taken some of his talent with him. So they've got a better head start than perhaps if it was all new.
Well, sure, they're all experienced, and I like Jeff. Was a good editor of Art Voice, and I think he's doing a good job as editor of The Public. However, Jamie also has a lot of experience, and I used to write for Art Voice myself, and I can also tell you there's a lot of writers. I mean, as an editor myself, I get a lot of emails from people who come back to town, especially with the young people coming back to town now. I'm coming back to Buffalo because I love Buffalo. I'd love to work for Buffalo Spree. I can't tell you how many emails like that I get. So I have to think that Art Voice will be able to bring in writers as well.
You also talked about the arts and talking with people about how the arts are booming in the city as opposed to years ago. And yet there are some skeptics who say, I don't know whether we can support all these galleries.
Well, I don't know that any commercial gallery in Buffalo is going to have huge financial success other than maybe even just breaking even. But on the other hand, we have two commercial galleries that have recently opened. So that and the other ones that we had before are still open, and people are buying art. I buy art. We have a lot of artists who are staying here because it used to be you would leave town and go to a place like New York. But for an artist to go to New York now, it makes absolutely no sense. It's beyond the reach of even the middle class now. It's New York has really just become a place for millionaires and billionaires, and that's not a great place for an artist to be.
Finally, you're going to be on WBFO in the coming days as a guest pitcher during
Yes.
our fundraiser that's now ongoing. So we're going to do some practice now.
Oh, no.
Why should people give to WBFO?
WBFO, I believe, is Buffalo's very best news source for news not just about the world and the U.S., but about BFO's local reporting is getting better and better every year. The main reason I would give is that I have depended on BFO for my daily listening, and it's the only radio I do listen to for maybe the past 20 years. And so given that, I think it makes total sense for me to come on during a pledge drive and try to talk other people into it.
Well, that's great, and we look forward to hearing from you. And if you want to give right now, you can call 1-877-511-1017. That's 1-877-511-1017. WBFO.org. You can pledge there as well. And Elizabeth Licata, thank you.
Thanks, Mark.
We'll hear you on the radio. Mark Scott, WBFO News.